Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today is the Independence Day in the United States. Happy July 4th, everybody. They might have something going on at the American school. I don't know. But we're not going to celebrate that this year because we're in Taiwan. However, if you got some time next month, you might want to head to Japan and celebrate something called Obon Festival or Japan's Obon Holiday.
Yeah, it's similar to our tomb sweeping festival or holiday here, tomb sweeping day in Taiwan, where we honor our ancestors, those people in our family who lived before us are our ancestors. So people take time out to go and visit the graves or some place where there's remembrance of people in their family who have passed away. Sometimes you have graves where actual bodies are buried, but sometimes I think people go to cemeteries where they have the ashes, you know, after someone has been cremated. We're going to be talking about how they actually honor their ancestors in Japan. I had never heard of this holiday before. This is my first time even seeing this word, Obon holiday, but we're going to find out more about it for this lesson at least. But as we always do, we're going to read through the lesson first, and then we'll be back to discuss some of these terms.
Honoring one's ancestors is a common practice around the world, and it's no different in Japan.The Japanese do so every summer during the Obon, or simply Bon Festival. What started off as a combination of Buddhist and Confucian customs has evolved into a family reunion holiday, much like Tomb Sweeping Day in Taiwan. The history of Obon dates back more than 500 years and is tied to a story about one of Buddha's students. It's said that he could see his deceased mother suffering in hell,and asked Buddha how he could release her. His master told him to make offerings to some monks. The offerings worked and freed his mother, so he danced with joy. Influenced by the story, Obon has its own dance, the Bon Odori, which means bone dance. The three-day festival begins with people setting out lanterns and lighting bonfires. This is meant to provide a light to guide the ancestral spirits back to their homes.If it's less than 1 year after a family member's death, people will also hold a special memorial service for their spirit. At home, people offer food and drink to their family at altars. Then they head to the graveyard to clean their ancestors' graves. There will be a large public Bon Odori dance on a platform with a taiko drummer and lanterns. These dances even traditionally served as matchmaking events. Finally,It's time for people to see their ancestors' spirits off. To do this, families either light another fire or float paper lanterns down a river or into the sea. Of course, the festival unites family members who are still living, too, and gives them a chance to catch up. Okay, everybody, it's time to talk about the details of our lesson for today.We're honoring ancestors on Japan's Obon holiday, which is taking place next month in August, of course, in Japan there. And who knows, they may be celebrating it nearby Taiwan here on some of the outlying islands near Okinawa there. And Ishigaki, is that what it's called? They may have some festivals going on over there as well. But we're talking about the Obon holiday. I believe the kanji for Obon is O and then pun.As you say in Mandarin Chinese, but of course in Japanese pronunciation, it's Obon. The O there is, I would guess it's added for politeness.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about this particular holiday. Honestly, it's really interesting to finally hear about this holiday after living in Asia for as long as I have. This is the first time I've heard of their particular way of honoring their ancestors.So the Japanese do this or practice this particular festival during the summer months. And this year, of course, it falls in August. We're going to be talking about how they actually celebrate this. If it's a festival, it's something that is celebrated. It's usually marked with a party or a family's coming together for family reunions, things like that. So We're going to talk about the background. It says what started off as a combination of Buddhist and Confucian customs has changed or evolved into a family reunion holiday. We love those. Much like Tomb Sweeping Day in Taiwan. So these are two different festivals that are similar in the way that they honor their ancestors. Now, when you start off, that means you begin a certain way. Sometimes when you finish up or end up, you're maybe doing something different from what you started to do at the beginning. When I started off as a student in college, I was studying music, and then I switched or I ended up graduating in broadcasting. So you start off or start something in a certain way and then finish a different way. Combination just means putting two or more things together. A really famous combination in America, at least in terms of food, is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mm. We have different combinations, of course, here. Here we're talking about a combination of Buddhist and Confucian customs.
Yeah, like pearl milk tea is a combination of tapioca balls and black tea and sugar and milk,
Lots of sugar.
So that's, of course, a combination of different ingredients. But this was a combination, at least at the beginning, of Buddhist and Confucian custom. So Buddhist has to do with Buddhism for Jiao and Confucian customs. Confucianism is a philosophy in China based on the teachings of Kong Fu Zi, or Confucius as we call him in the West. So Confucian is the adjective there. So it's a combination of those two different things. And then later it changed or evolved into a family reunion holiday, much like Tomb Sweeping Day here in Taiwan, which we're drawing that comparison ourselves here. We think it's similar. You might not think so. You might think, oh, cha and do ye. But I would think that at least to Westerners, they do sound kind of similar.
Yeah.
But here we've got the verb to evolve. That just means something changes slowly over a long period of time. The noun, of course, is evolution. You've probably heard about the theory of evolution. And of course, again, the verb is to evolve.
Yeah. So they started out, as we said, just combining these two different, religious practices, or at least ways, moral principles. Confucian is more of a moral principle-based thing. And they changed over time into a family reunion. My family has a family reunion every year. It just means everybody in your family trying to come together for a couple of days. Maybe it's just one day if you're lucky. And, you know, having a big meal together and getting reacquainted with cousins and uncles and aunts and stuff like that. Let's move on to the second paragraph. The history of obon dates back more than 500 years. So it's an old festival and is tied to a story about one of Buddha's students. So that's kind of where this comes from. Supposedly there's a story attached to it. We don't know if it's true, but a lot of festivals start that way. Now, when history or something dates back a certain time, it means it's not something that's modern, and it was probably invented, discovered long ago. This dates back more than 500 years. So you could also say the history of obon is more than 500 years old. So it's very old, and as I said, it ties or is tied to, it's linked or connected to a story about one of Buddha's students.
While we're talking about Buddhism, I could say as an example that Buddhism dates back to the 5th century B.C. That's a really old religion, but Buddhist is the adjective here. Confucian is, of course, the adjective for Confucianism, etc. And now it has become a family reunion holiday, kind of like Qingmingjie, here in Taiwan, which, of course, means you're going off to sweep the tombs. Now, the history of obon, again, as we just said, dates back more than 500 years. It's a story about one of the students. I guess we could also call him one of the disciples of Buddha. Of course, is also known as Siddhartha Gautama, who was in India there in the 5th century B.C. there. And it's said that he could see his deceased mother suffering in hell and asked Buddha how he could release her.、Mm. So, yes, this disciple,、this student of the Buddha had visions and saw his mother suffering in hell. And his mother, of course, was deceased, which means she has passed away. Deceased is a more formal term, a more polite form of talking about someone who has died.
Yeah, you wouldn't say to someone, oh...I heard you had a dream about your dead mother. Yeah,、mm. it's not very polite to use that particular adjective、with someone who is close to the person who's passed away. So he could see his deceased mother.、if you're reading police reports, they'll often use this word deceased.、the deceased、was 13 years old, something like that. They'll use that deceased to actually use it as a noun. The deceased was in college.Whatever.
It's kind of weird. So, when I was a kid, of course,、yeah. someone called asking for my grandfather, and he had been deceased already for 15 years.、
Uh-huh.
He had been gone that long, and、wow. somebody was still calling,、looking for him. I think it was,、you know, telemarketing or something like that.
Oh, they still do that with us, too.
They get names on those、yeah. lists and stuff、
Ugh.
That just don't go away.
Hate that.
But in any case,、she was suffering in hell, and he prayed to Buddha, maybe meditated. Hey, can you help her out?、Mm. She's suffering there. What can I do? His master told him to make offerings to some monks. So if you want to help your mother in hell, make some offerings. You know, give them some money, offer them some food or something. Monks are always looking for those sorts of things. And do that to monks, of course, and of course people who are studying a religion in a sort of isolated place like a temple in the mountains, a monastery or something. If it's a man, you would call that person a monk. And if it's a woman, you would call that person a nun.
Right.
N-U-N, a Buddhist nun and a Buddhist monk.
True. Because there are monks in other religions, so you need、mm. to use that word Buddhist so we know which、particular belief, you know, someone's practicing or following. There are lots of Catholic nuns, and there's actually Catholic monks, too. So the offerings,、these are things that you offer, like Tom said, they could be a gift. We often see offerings here in Taiwan on particular...special days according to the lunar calendar. People will offer food to, you know, the dead. Maybe food, maybe sometimes I see oranges a lot being offered, you know, incense. But offerings are things that you actually are giving as a contribution or a gift. The offerings worked. Yay. And that this allowed his mother to be freed from hell, to leave hell. No one wants to be in hell.、
Mm.
So he danced with joy. This is according to the story.It says, influenced by the story, Obon has its own dance. Yay! The Bon Odori, which means bone dance.、Mm.
Pretty cool. You can actually、get someone out of hell if you make some offerings to some monks. I like that. It sounds pretty good. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主题呢是日本的盂兰盆节。我们首先来看到第一个空格的句子写着 What started off as a combination of Buddhist and Confucian blank one has evolved into a family reunion holiday. 在这里讲到的呢它的主词是从 what 开始一直到第一个空格的地方。那么原先呢它的一刚开始是佛教跟这个孔子的儒家的什么的 combination 结合。那么现在呢已经演变成为一个家族聚会的节日。我们来看一下第一题的选项。A. Friendships, 友谊 B. Customs, 习俗 C. Recipes, 食谱 D. Orphans, 孤儿从文意来看呢原本盂兰盆节它是属于佛教跟儒家习俗的结合所以标准答案第一题就选择 B. Customs 接着第二个空格的句子写着 It's said that he could see his deceased mother, blank two, in hell, and asked Buddha how he could release her. 在这里提到 it's said, 据说呢他可以看到他过世的母亲在地狱里面怎么样。那么在这里要注意的是 see 这个感官动词加上受词之后呢，后面可以加原形动词或者是 ving, 所以搭配文法第二题的标准答案我们可以选择 A, suffering, 则是有受苦的意思。看到母亲在地狱里面受苦，便询问佛陀怎么样可以释放他。第三个空格，佛陀告诉他说呢，你可以呢贡献一些祭品。那么我们来看到第三个空格后面的句子写着 blank three by the story, Oban has its own dance, the bone odori, which means bone dance。 第三个空格呢，我们来看一下选项。 A 选项 composed 是镇定， B observed注意到， C participated 参加， D influenced 受到什么影响，被这样子的故事给影响，所以呢 Oban 这个盂兰盆节呢就有了自己的舞蹈，又称之为盂兰盆舞。所以搭配文意第三题的标准答案，我们就选择 D 选项 influenced 被影响的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Guys, we're talking about a very popular festival in Japan called the Obon Holiday or Obon Festival. And when we left you, we were talking about the history behind this particular festival, which is, in some ways similar to our Tomb Sweeping Day in Taiwan. This particular festival dates back or goes back more than 500 years. And it's tied or linked to a story about one of Buddha's students who had sort of had a vision or could feel that his mom was suffering in hell. You know, I had to stop and think, Tom, she must not have been a very good mom if she's suffering in hell. But yep. Whatever, kids still love their parents, no matter if they're perfect or not. So he saw his mother was suffering and he asked Buddha how he could help her, how he could get her out of hell or release her. And Buddha told him to make offerings to some monks. So maybe he gave them money, maybe he gave them food, we don't know. The offerings worked and his mother was freed from hell. And that's when this particular student danced with joy. So part of the Obon Festival is that people have a dance called the Bone Odori Dance, which means bone dance.
Okay, so that's what it means. And the three-day festival begins with people setting out lanterns and lighting bonfires. So in this sentence, we have the phrase here to set out, which means you put something outside. I'm assuming these lanterns are similar to the lanterns here in Taiwan, made out of paper and maybe illuminated with a candle or an electric light, probably for safety purposes. And a bonfire is a really big fire. Bon here is an old word for bone, fires with a bunch of bones, but we don't use bones for them anymore. It's just a huge fire outside, a bonfire.
Yeah, sometimes if you're at the beach, you'll see bonfires. People will put together some sticks of wood and start a fire. I love bonfires. They're kind of fun. Got to be careful with them, though. This is meant to provide a light to guide these spirits. We're calling them ancestral spirits. So these are spirits of people that you're related to back to their home. So it helps them get back home. If it's less than 1 year after a family member's death, people will also hold a special memorial service for their spirit. A memorial service is just a meeting, and usually you have memorial services to talk about someone's life. Instead of a funeral, they might have a memorial service instead. And a lot of people get up and talk about, you know, that person and the good things they did while they were alive. So they'll hold this special memorial if they've been gone less than a year. So at home, people offer food and drink to their family at altars. We've all seen these altars, at least here in Taiwan, which are often in people's homes, They can either be a table, like it's an altar that has legs, and a big tall table. I've seen those. But I've seen smaller altars that are just put on a wall where there will be, you know, incense up there. What else do they... Do you have an altar in your home?
No, but you see them all over the place. They're usually made out of that red wood, I guess
is,
that comes from Miaoli or something. And you have a deity there. Oftentimes, it's the Tuti Gong there.
It's a god,
at the altar, etc. This would be a family altar in someone's home.
Uh-huh.
And they, of course, offer offerings there. They offer food and drink to the family at the altars.
Uh-huh.
Then they head to the graveyard or the cemetery to clean their ancestors' graves. Of course, a grave is a place in the cemetery where a dead person is buried.
I have to say, graveyard is, I think, an older term than cemetery. Cemetery is used more these days because it sounds less scary. You know, graveyard, graves. So if you are talking to people, I would encourage you to use the word cemetery and not graveyard. But we wanted to show you how graves and graveyard, they're connected. You know, it's a graveyard. It's a piece of land where people are buried. Their graves are there.
I think of a graveyard as having stones that are probably maybe kind of tipping over and it's really old and stuff like that, where a newer one where the grass is mowed and everything and all the monuments
are
evenly spaced out, that would be a cemetery. But there will be a large public bon odori dance on a platform with a taiko drummer and lanterns. Now, that sounds like a lot of fun, maybe in a public square or someplace like that. It's a public bon odori dance on a platform,
cool,
which is like a stage. And there'll be a taiko drummer there. That's where they wear those headbands, and they hold the big wood sticks, and they bang on these huge drums.
Very noisy.
And they dance and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Also have lanterns there, and these dances even traditionally served as matchmaking events. I guess that happened in the past. Serve as means that's what they were used for. If you went to those dances, you had a chance to meet your future partner, a matchmaking event. Here, Mr. Watanabe, here's Miss, Hinagashi or whatever. You guys will be together forever and ever.
Yeah, you can take a lot of different things and use it for different purposes. So sometimes I'll take a box that I got a shipment, you know, sent to me from America. And that box will then serve as a storage box under my bed. So when things are used as a particular item, you can use that serve as something. People can also serve as, I don't know, sometimes if they have teenage dances in America, they'll ask adults to serve as chaperones or adults just watching the kids, making sure they're safe and not doing stupid things. So serve as, we can use it for things and people. Now we're moving on to the last paragraph here.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, it's time for people to see their ancestors' spirits off, or in other words, to say goodbye to those spirits.
To see someone off, to send them away, basically, in a polite way. You might see someone off if you're sending them to the airport or something like that.
Oh, I'll see you off to the airport. Let me take you.
Right. Yeah. So they're saying goodbye to the spirits here. And to do this, families either light another fire or float paper lanterns down a river or into the sea. Now, here we've got the word float being used as a verb. That just means something is on top of the water and it doesn't sink. So they place these paper lanterns in the water, and they're designed to float. They're not designed to sink. So they float down the river and then on into the sea. That sounds rather nice, although I hope these paper lanterns are biodegradable so they don't pollute the oceans. The oceans are already full of enough junk as it is. But that does sound like quite a romantic thing to see and probably a great photo opportunity.
Oh, I think it sounds beautiful. Mm. If it's in Japan, you can be pretty sure they're going to clean it up because Japan's one of the cleanest countries there is in
this
world.
So they say. I wouldn't know. I've never been there,
but
that's what everybody says when they go to Japan. Yeah. Oh, it's so clean there.
Beautiful.
Gee,
yeah.
It's a model for everybody.
Very
but in
clean.
Any case, yes, they're going to float paper lanterns down the river. And, of course, the festival unites family members who are still living, too, and gives them a chance to catch up. So, yes, it's in honor of the ancestors, of course, but it also gives a chance for living family members to get together and talk to each other. Hey, how's your job in Yokohama going?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite stressful, but I like it. It's quite a challenge, et cetera, et cetera.
We use catch up in different ways, though. As Tom knows, too, we can be behind in school. Maybe we haven't finished all of our homework and we keep falling behind the rest of the class. If you catch up, you have to do more work faster to catch up. Here, it just means you haven't seen someone for a while and you don't know what they've been up to. And if you get together and catch up, you kind of tell each other, you know, what your life's been like lately. So you're up to date with what's been going on. Right now, someone who's going to keep us learning even more about this is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen for a minute.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子。This is meant to blank for a light to guide the ancestral spirits back to their homes. 在盂兰盆节呢会布置灯笼以及点燃一些火苗。那它的作用就是在于怎么样呢？第四题 A 选项 conclude 结束 B provide 提供 C encounter 遭遇 D melt融化，他是想要提供一个光源，能够引导祖先的灵魂回到他们的家中。所以第四题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 B provide。接下来我们来看一下第五个空格的句子。If it's less than 1 year after a family member's death, people will also hold a special blank five service for their spirit. 在这里提到的是，如果家中呢有一位成员是在身故一年之内碰到盂兰盆节的日子的话呢，那么大家就会举行一个特别的怎么样子的仪式来为了他的灵魂。那我们来看一下第五题的 A 选项 civil。有礼貌的 B. Medical 医学的 C. Memorial 追悼的纪念的 D. Suspicious 怀疑的为了纪念家中这个逝世不及一年的成员所以会举办一个悼念的仪式搭配文意第五题的标准答案就选择 C. Memorial第六个空格的句子写着 Finally, it's time for people blank six their ancestors' spirits off. 在这里呢要注意的是考大家文法的问题 It's time for somebody to do something. 该是某人做某件事情的时候了。那么最后则是人们要为自己的祖先灵魂送行的时候。所以在这里呢搭配文法第六题的标准答案要选择 D to C。第七个空格 Of course, the festival blank seven family members who are still living too and gives them a chance to catch up. 这样子的盂兰盆节呢怎么样家庭的成员然后后面修饰一下是还活着的家庭成员而且给他们一个机会能够叙叙旧。在这里的 catch up 有叙旧的意思。主词 the festival,第三人称单数可以搭配怎样的动词呢？第七题的 A 选项 unites 使团结使团聚 B ceases 停止终止 C remains 遗留 D murders 谋杀透过这样的节庆呢可以让活着的人团聚在一起搭配文意第七题的标准答案就选择 A unites OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's it for our festival unit. We hope you learned a lot more than you knew before about Japan's Obon holiday. Sounds like a good time, perhaps, to go and visit, especially if you have relatives in Japan. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Sayonara!